Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October the 7th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 7¾ cents at 683¼. December wheat up a penny and a quarter at 880¼. And November beans up 9 cents at 1367. The grains really responded as much to the crude oil as anything else. Crude oil is closed up 419 a barrel at 92.64, but it's up another 40 cents here in the aftermarket up to 93.11. It certainly moved a lot higher than I thought it would here today. I thought we'd see resistance at 90 bucks. I thought it would kind of play itself out, but the world wanted oil, and you know, it's up more than 5% here. That's a pretty good move, obviously. So, you know, I guess the next real resistance is up at $100 a barrel. I would find it hard to believe it's going to get up there looking at a recession out here, but that's what it is. Now, it didn't offset it today, but the stock market is currently down 672 points. It's been down 700 points. Certainly, the stock markets around the world are concerned about a recession, and with interest rates certainly moving higher and crude oil moving higher and dragging inflation higher with it, you know, who can fault it? So I just don't know that the grains will hold up if we're looking at a worldwide recession out here. Now, the reports on Wednesday, they're looking for the bean carryout to be up about 40 million, corn just up about 8 million, and wheat down 47 million bushels. So the wheat should be a little bit friendly out here. The beans a little bit negative. Beside the crude supporting the grains out here today, I think a little bit is the frost up in the northern plains. It was a hard freeze overnight. And, you know, it's mainly going to affect the late planted crops. So I don't think the whole total is going to be all that serious. But I think that added some of the strength here today. Overall, I'm surprised the market acted this good with the Dow Jones down as much as it is, but obviously the crude oil offset that. The markets ignored the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is up 46 ticks back up to 112.64. We're now only about 2 cents away from the contract highs. So, you know, where are the exports going? In my opinion, they ain't going anywhere. Without a good export market, I'm just not sure we have much rally potential out here. We're certainly counting on the Brazilian crops to be huge, and at the moment, there's no reason to think they wouldn't be. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.